Camelot.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again at Saturdays on noon. I actually always get that wrong. On Saturdays at noon. Yes, thank you very much. If you're listening while we're live, please feel free to call in at 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-564-1290. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen, and that's Bruce and Salen, and that's S like in sweetie. Our next segment, The Men's Room with Wayne Levine, is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. Reach them at npier.com. That's npier.com. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's a director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men to be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Hello, Wayne, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Bruce. Glad to be here.
Whoa, you sound full of energy. How many coffees have you had this morning?
No coffee. Just ready to help men, Bruce. Are any listening? Are there any men listening?
There are 47 as last count, I believe.
Excellent. Good work.
And then we have Richard, our producer, and Dylan, our tech guy, and Jim. So I guess it's approaching 50.
Yeah, that's a good size audience. Let's get to work.
Second marriages, are they harder?
I don't know. I'm happy to be in my first.
And in your case, given that I know your relationship, it is more than likely going to be your only one.
Well, I told her that if she ever plans on leaving me, I'll kill her first. So, you know.
That's the kind of loving shares that you have with each other. That's wonderful.
Yes, if it doesn't kill me first, which is probably what would happen. No, but yes.
She's definitely stronger than you, Wayne. So in that regard, you would lose.
One would have to be strong to live with me all these years, as with you, Bruce. Let's get back to the topic of the day.
Okay, please.
So our second marriage is more difficult. Well, you know, you mentioned in your column that we become more set in our ways with time, and oftentimes both men and women jump into the second marriage or next relationship too soon. And what men certainly don't do enough of is really take a look at what went wrong and what went right in the previous relationship to make sure they don't make the same mistakes again. And if what I've seen over the years, if it's any indication, most men want to blame her for the troubles, and so they usually don't accept much responsibility for what happened.
You mean it's not her fault?
It's there are exceptions, Bruce. But
meaning it's her fault in my case, right?
That's correct.
Okay, good.
But there's a lot to look at, and there's a lot to learn, and the reasons the relationship didn't work out. Is not so simple. I mean, the reasons are sometimes many, and we have to take responsibility for our part, and taking responsibility is something that men come to very reluctantly, based on my experience.
Well, the whole issue of actually learning from our mistakes is the thing that I find so fascinating. We know that men and women often repeat the same sort of physical type. They have a certain physical type that they may be attracted to. But what is also obvious is that they have a certain kind of emotional or personality type. And if it didn't work the first time, the notion of repeating that personality type or the values that that person shared that did not jive with yours would seem to be the definition of insanity, doing the same thing and it doesn't work. I forgot who gets that credit. Is it Einstein or Freud, one of them that said that, a wonderful quote. Why do we repeat the same sort of person?
Well, what I'll tell you is that what I found is that a lot of men, when they go to their next relationship, they actually think that this one's very different because the first one was brunette and this one's blonde and this one is loud and this one's quiet. But what they're not looking at are sort of the underlying fundamental personality traits that are so much like their mother, or whatever the case may be, and that they actually are repeating, they're attracted still to the same fundamental personality, even though the outside characteristics might be vastly different.
It's so cool. I just like hearing that. It's very, very interesting.
We are trying to work out our issues. So whatever happened in our families of origin, whatever we saw happening between mom and dad, whatever our coping mechanisms, wherever those took us around our relationships with mom and dad, we are trying to work those out. And so we are attracted to the same situation. And we will continue to recreate that situation until we get conscious and start making changes in our own behavior.
Which, of course, the older we get, is harder because we are stuck in our ways. And I know, speaking for myself, between marriages, I had several years in which it was just me and my boys, and we got very stuck in our ways. And when I was fortunate enough to meet Debbie, and when she foolishly agreed to marry me, we had to blend families and styles, and it was a challenge for all of us. And I think that gets harder the longer you go, the longer you are repeating certain habits or situations.
Yeah, but you can teach new dogs, old dogs, new tricks, and some old dogs. Those habits can change, and it's really, you know, we've talked about this in the past about ego and commitment,
mm-hmm.
That we see oftentimes men are putting their egos before their commitments, meaning what's convenient, what's good for them, what they like, what they want to do, what's comfortable, versus having the focus be on the commitment. So if your commitment is to your woman and you're married, you have a long-term committed relationship, whatever it looks like, then without compromising those core values, you have to make adjustments. And to the degree that you refuse to make adjustments or refuse to be a little more neat or whatever it is she wants you to do, is you putting your ego before that commitment.
I think that's very wise, and of course the neat issue, as you know all too well, is one that I face, given that I chose Oscar, and I'm Oscar, and she chose Felix, the characters from The Odd Couple.
Right.
So we have had that, what would seem to be really small issue of just organization and neatness and cleanliness, be a pretty significant one in our marriage. Not to mention the other issue I'd really like to ask you about, in a second marriage, more often than not, one or both in the couple will be bringing children to the party.
Yeah.
There's no doubt, of course, that makes it more challenging. What comments might you offer or suggest in handling that additional burden?
Well, you know, in blended families, just as in traditional intact families, mom and dad have to be on the same page. You have to parent the same way. And although stepdad's not dad, depending on the actual situation, there has to be an agreement as to how things are being run in the house. We've talked quite a bit with men, divorced men, remarried, and they're so reluctant to be father to the stepkids that they're not even being the men of the house.
Can you elaborate a little bit? I'm not sure I'm following that.
Well, whether you're stepdad or dad, there are rules in the house, and those rules need to be enforced.
And that is a man's job, is what you're asserting.
Well, yes. I mean, if there's disrespect going on in the house, and just disrespecting regular rules, curfew, cleanliness, chores, then he has to support his wife to make sure those kids behave. And a lot of dads are reluctant to do that because they're just so uncomfortable being in that position. But it's really important for men to understand what their responsibilities are as stepfathers and men of the house.
My own situation is the opposite, where my wife didn't have the kids, and she has faced exactly that. There are times where she is caught between being the best mom she can be and struggling with being either disrespected or being concerned about stepping on my feet as the biological parent, even though we share parenting mostly equally. It's hard.
I don't live in that situation. I've seen it done well. I've seen it done not so well. But I think that if you're going to get together, those kids need to be parented all the time, whether you're a stepdad or a dad, a stepmom or mom. Those kids always need to have the discipline, always need to be parented, and you just have to figure out together how you're going to do it.
I think that's key, good communication. Wayne, as usual, we are out of time all too quickly. Where can people reach you?
Well, if they must reach me, they can do it at bettermen.org and find out how we're helping men and our men's groups and our annual retreat in Santa Barbara, October 1 through 3.
Which I couldn't recommend more. Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thank you, Bruce.
I also want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. Jim, is there someone you want to say hello to, by the way?
If Kira's listening, we can say hi to her.
All right. Hello, Kira, if you're listening, and I look forward to meeting you someday. This is Bruce Salin on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. We'll be back.
Big going,